Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Listen to the music and let your body
flow. It's time for the Bobby Eaton Show.
Yeah.
Giving you information you'll want to know. Speaking on issues affecting us all and music for the soul.
Yeah.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Bobby.
It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Hello, world. Good afternoon. Good evening. Hey, and welcome to the Bobby Eaton Show. This is where we tell our stories our way in the heart of Black Wall Street here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we're going to be talking about some things. You know, Oklahoma needs State Question 805, and we're going to be talking with Jacqueline Walker here. Jacqueline Blocker, and in the studios. Hey, Sherry, how are we doing?
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
What's going on with you today?
I'm doing fine. Trying to hold on to the hearing.
Trying to hold on to what?
Trying to stay well.
I can dig it over there. I hear you over there talking and stuff like that. Well, we want you to stay well. That's what we want to happen. So great, great. We got a great show today. You know, we're going to be talking about this, and it's a very important topic. You know what I mean? So we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to bring her on in just a minute. Meanwhile, it's hot outdoors. It's burning up.
It is.
It's
very
burning
hot.
Up. And you brought me some stuff from out of your garden today. You know, tell everybody what you brought. I brought
Mr. Eaton a salad made of Armenian cucumbers,
mm-hmm.
tomatoes, and red onion. No dressing. He's going to add his own dressing. So whatever
I
you
might
decide
not
to put
no
on
dressing
them.
On it, huh?
Well, you might.
You might want to put
a little pasta with it.
Yeah, a little pasta, something like that going on.
Yeah.
Well, hey. With no further delay, we're going to bring Jacqueline Blocker on, and you guys stick around, and she'll be on in just a second. You're on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way, and you can go to the phone lines. We want you to dial area code 918-856-3873. Again, that number is 918-856-3873. If you can't remember that, go to the website. Just Google the Bobby Eaton Show. All the information is right there. So we're going to be right back, and we're talking about Oklahoma needs State Question 805. Yeah, no. So we're going to be right back. Stick around.
No, I didn't make it true, playing by the rules. I come apart from haters, but now I'm fine. I'm checking trouble, sugar, moving down the line. I come apart from haters, but that's okay. Trouble man, don't get in my way. I come apart from haters. Gonna keep moving, gonna go to town. I'm up getting down. There's only three things that you show. Taxes, debt, and trouble. Does that know? Does that know?
That's the sounds of the late, great Marvin Gaye here on the Bobby Eaton Show, where we tell our stories our way. And in the studio, Jacqueline Blocker, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thank
great,
you.
Great, great. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Glad you could be here.
I'm so happy to
be here. Yeah, yeah. So you're native Tulsa, right?
I am. I'm born and raised.
Born and raised here in Tulsa. And where did you attend school?
I attended Holland Hall.
Holland Hall.
I'm a Holland Hall graduate, but my parents are Booker T. Washington graduates, so
okay.
I feel like I'm kind of a Booker T.
A mix, the Booker T.
Right.
Holland Hall.
Booker T.
What were you guys' mascot name? What was that?
Okay. It's the Dutch.
The Dutch.
We'll
you were a Dutch.
We'll
stop okay, you. Okay, gotcha. I gotcha. I understand. I gotcha.
The mighty, mighty Dutch.
Okay. Yeah, so it wasn't a whole lot of African Americans going at the time you were going to school, right?
No, not many. I know it's improved a little bit, but there weren't many of us there. I was the only female Black in my class, and I graduated. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was interesting.
So you stayed here in Tulsa? You've been here all your life?
No, I left after college, and I just returned.
College? Where did you attend?
Harvard University.
Where?
Harvard.
Oh, you went
Ooh,
to Harvard?
Yeah.
Oh, big school. Uh-oh. Big guns right there. Okay. Harvard. And you did, how many years did you do at Harvard?
I attended 4 years. I graduated in 4 years. And then
okay.
I went on to law school, University of Missouri.
Okay.
And so I practiced law, civil, and the civil defense side for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It just never was
you
my thing.
You weren't feeling it?
No. I tried, but it just wasn't my thing. So.
What was it about the civil defense part that you didn't really agree with?
I think that there is a certain personality that fits that, and I probably just wasn't suited for that. I needed to be doing something that I felt like I was helping people more and making a bigger impact.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great area of
work. Is it stressful?
It is, but everything, almost everything I've done has been stressful.
Okay.
It seems like. So it wasn't the stress. It was just more feeling like I need to do more to have a bigger impact.
Mm-hmm.
And although I had a platform to do a lot of great pro bono work, I just didn't have enough time to do as much of that as I wanted to. So it just wasn't a great fit for me.
For you. Yeah. Sometimes we go through transitions and we have to move from here to there and try until we get something that feels good.
But if the experience was so great, I'm so glad that I had it, because I've used everything that I learned then and everything that I've done subsequently. So I don't regret having found out what I don't like.
Mm-hmm. So are you able to practice law here?
I'm not practicing now.
You're not practicing at all?
No, I'm a recovering attorney.
But you could do, you could take a case if you wanted to, right?
I'm not licensed in Oklahoma. I'm licensed
in
Missouri.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd have to pass the bar here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not interchangeable from state to state.
They are, but I would still have to sit. And
you're not even interested
in
that.
I'm not really interested in that. I'm happy to give people consultation, but mm-hmm. yeah, I'm okay with not practicing anymore.